Some Midwest farmers are getting involved in a research project to help determine exactly how good some practices are for the environment, specifically in reducing the amount of carbon emissions going into the atmosphere. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports the goal is to have the data necessary to make good decisions and possibly good money in the coming years.
Matt and Kate Lambert farm in north central Missouri, and they pride themselves on being good stewards of the land. Matt says they took on planting cover crops a few years ago to help maintain the soil and prevent erosion, which you can see looking out over their field of knee-high soybean plants.
And as you look out across the field, you can see the heads of the cover crop, which is cereal rye and triticale, still kind of poking up through the bean canopy from what didn't get killed or knocked down when we planted the beans.
Planting cover crops is believed to aid in carbon sequestration, or keeping carbon in the ground and out of the atmosphere. But exactly how much isn't clear. That's why the Lamberts are involved in a multi-year research project run by Missouri Corn and Missouri Soy to try to define how much they help. Kate Lambert says it's all about getting the data to know fact from speculation.
And I think that is the goal, ultimate goal of this project, is to say what's happening and what's it worth so that everybody involved in it can then make better decisions.
Derek Steen is the Director of Environmental Services with Missouri Soy. He says while the first step is to get the data, the hope is farmers can better take advantage of carbon markets where they can sell their carbon credits for the best price and know they are getting a fair deal.
I mean, there's no doubt that that is important and will continue to be important, especially if growers are to be rewarded or financially or otherwise for the improvements, because you've got to have a baseline.
Steen is also quick to point out that the research isn't just about the money or the potential of it, but also to know just how friendly an environmentally friendly farming practice is. But the looming prospect of farmers selling carbon credits and getting a financial windfall has some people very concerned.
These types of carbon market schemes have had a lot of problems.
Ben Lilliston is the Director of Rural Strategies and Climate Change at the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy. He says attempts at operating a successful carbon credit market failed 10 to 15 years ago, largely because big polluters were looking to absolve themselves by paying a very small amount of money to people already doing the right thing. He says that problem hasn't been addressed. Even a 3 to 5 year study like the one in Missouri won't really provide useful data. Lilliston says it still may be unclear how much farming practices like no-till, cover crops, and strategic fertilizing will actually do in the long run.
Being able to measure precisely over time, and that's the key, is that when you bring in that carbon into the soil, it needs to be permanent, because if it's released, then you can't take advantage of the carbon market.
Still, the Lamberts and other farmers like them say some data is better than none. Matt Lambert says if carbon markets start up again, he wants to have as much information as he can.
And I'm afraid what's going to happen is those companies that are doing that are going to be the ones that are going to be making the big money off the carbon.
And even if the carbon markets don't come back or seem to be a bad deal for farmers, Kate Lambert says the information on carbon capture will be useful for people who have for centuries been dedicated to preserving the land that has given them their homes and livelihoods.
All of the farmers around this area that we know and work with are extremely interested in doing what's right. But it can't only be what's right for the environment. It has to also be cost efficient and time efficient and available.
And knowing how much carbon is sequestered will be an important step to answering those questions. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.